Blog Talk Radio.
Episode of Youth of Harvest, and this is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. God's got this. God's got us. Amen. We are going to talk about impossibilities versus possibilities with God. Amen. And so we just want to welcome you. We want to get started. We want to go into prayer and then have our encouragement. Hallelujah. Give God the highest praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. God, we thank you. We glorify you. You are mighty. You are awesome, God. Amen. We exalt your holy name. You are so righteous and holy, and you are just. God, you want us to know about the possibilities that we have in having faith and trust in you, oh God. And we magnify you. We glorify your holy name. And thank you for our children and our youth and empowering them and building them up in their most holy faith. Amen, God, for you've opened doors for them that no man can close, and you've closed doors no man can open. So we thank you, God, for you are to be praised and you are to be worshipped in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you, Jesus. Glory unto your holy and righteous name. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Again, we just want to thank God for you. Amen. And truly, God is amazing. He is awesome. And so we just thank God. Hallelujah. And so our encouraging word today is about possible versus impossible. In the Word of God, young people, you're going to find, you will find these words. If you do a search, go online. If you have the internet, you have access, and you can go to BibleGateway.com and look up scripture. And so the scriptures that I'm going to tell you, you can go there and just type in possible, and you will find the word possible pop up in what scriptures that they are in. And so one I want to first share with you is Matthew 19:26. It says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So we're talking about possible versus impossible. So with us, some things are impossible. When we look at our situation, when you look at, I've just graduated high school, I've just graduated college, I just finished this portion of my life, and what now? Where do I go? What do I do? I used to say, my opportunities look like, oh, I just don't know. Just some things don't seem possible. But this is Jesus said. Jesus said this. With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Mark 9:23 says, if you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. Okay? Everything is possible for one who believes. So we have to have belief. We have to have faith. We have to trust in God. We have to really know and say, God's got this. God's got us. Mark 10:27 says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. And so when you look at that word, and possible and versus impossible, sometimes you look at, oh, my gosh, I have so many obstacles. It just doesn't seem like this can happen. How is this going to take place? You look at the impossibilities, don't we? We look at all the ways what we can do in our strength, what we can do in our imagination, and sometimes we have good ideas. We try those good ideas, and nothing comes things. The word possible means able to be done within the power or capacity of someone or something. Let me read that again. If you want to go ahead and look it up on the dictionary online, or if you got, you know, paper dictionary, look at it. It's able to be done within the power or capacity of someone or something. Now, I want you to get this in your mind, okay, young person, get this in your mind, in your mindset about God, the God that we know, the God of the Bible. He is a God that in the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis, he created us out of dust. He created the world. He just spoke it. So God has power and capacity beyond us. We have to trust that, come to that understanding. We have to come to that knowledge. And when we come to that knowledge, then we have an understanding that his capacity is not in the same category as our capacity, because we are limited. Human beings are limited to where they live, to how they were raised, their parents, what their parents thought about life. And your parents sometimes teaches you, whether knowingly or unknowingly, because you know, more times than not, they may teach you something, they may tell you something, but you catch how they live. You see how they live. You see how they carry their life forward. So oftentimes, we have a limited view of God as well. But I want you to say, God, all things are possible because I believe in you. All things are possible because you are all powerful. You are all knowing. You are always present. Your capacity is beyond what I can imagine. I cannot put limitations on you, Father God. So I can say confidently, you can say with confidence, you can say with assurance, God, this is possible. You said it. I believe. I trust. God's got this. God's got me. God's got us. So your future is possible with God. He knows the plans, Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the plans that he has for us, plans to prosper us, not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. So you can't always look to mom and dad or grandma, or, you know, you may not even have those in your life to look to. But someone that God's placed in your life, you trust in, it has to be one person, I pray. And even they sometimes, they may not see the possibilities for you that God has, because his capacity, his knowing is so great. His love for you is so great. It's so awesome. So I just stopped by. This is Pastor Katisa. I just stopped by so I can be an encouragement. So I can be an encouragement unto you on today. And pray that you see the capacity of God, that you look to him, and you will see it in the gospel again. It says in Luke 18:27, Jesus replied, what is impossible with man is possible with God. I thank you for you. I bless him for you. You have an awesome rest of today. Enjoy your weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. We remember those who served and who've given up their lives for our country and for our freedom to worship God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Be blessed. Go with God. Join us next week. Amen.